We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles tight end Clay Harbor. And the tight end position in Chip Kelly's offense seems, Clay, to have limitless possibilities. I mean, what do you know about the offense?
I know it's an offense where it takes a lot of versatility, and he likes fast offense and fast players. I feel like I'm a fast player, and I can do a lot of different things in the blocking game, passing game, and run blocking. You know, move around a lot and get a lot of different places. So, you know, I hope that works to my advantage.
Do guys ever talk about their college coaches' schemes? I mean, how much true familiarity do you have with what they do at Oregon?
I'm not very familiar with it. I have seen a few of Oregon's games, and I've always loved the offense. There's a lot of misdirection. There's a lot of up-tempo style offense there, and it really keeps the defense on its heels. And as a player, I'd love that. You know, we're a well-conditioned team, and you know, we could really, you know, run some of the teams out of what they do on defense.
The conditioning part is something that's another question. I mean, everybody talks about how they get up, they run a play every 20.9 seconds at Oregon, and fast. Will it take a different level of conditioning, do you think?
Definitely. I think it'll take a different level of conditioning. Instead of, you know, running a play and you get to settle down, go back to the huddle, regroup. You know, we want to, in the Oregon offense, I feel like they run a play, they get right back up to the line, they want to run another play fast and really push the tempo of the game. And, you know, I feel like we have some guys that are very conditioned and, you know, great athletes, and I think that could work to our favor.
Clay, your feeling at the end of the season, I know you had the back injury. Beyond that, a 4-12 year, it was a really disappointing season. I mean, how did you deal with the whole thing?
You know, it was a frustrating season. You know, we all went out and we played as hard as we can, and you know, we just didn't get the job done. We had good weeks of practice, we practiced hard, and just when we went out there on Sundays, a lot of things didn't click, and it's kind of snowballed on us right there in the middle of the season. We got in a little streak, and you know, never recovered.
A lot of quarterback questions, so I'm going to ask you one. Nick Foles, Mike Vick, Trent Edwards, I mean, what, do you have a preference?
Oh, no preference. They're all great guys, and you know, I'm sure they'll tell you if they go into training camp and you know they have a quarterback battle, may the best man win. And you know, that's really how I feel about it. I'm sure you know a lot of my teammates can attest to that the same way.
I would imagine in your mindset, there is never a given in the NFL. So whether it's a new coach or whatever, every offseason for you is, I've got to prepare to be the best I can be to go out and win a job.
Oh, yeah. Coming into every offseason, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that want your job. You go through a draft, you go through free agency, and, you know, we're a select group of people, you know, carrying two tight ends for the last 3 years. You know, we've had five or six at one time in the training camp, and even that's not a lot of room for, you know, for some guys to make the team. So you always go out there, and you want to make sure you win your job and just to play as well as you can and go out there and just give everything you got and leave it on the field. And if you don't make this team, then there's, you know, another team that'll look at you.
Right. Clay, were you following the coaching search intently? Were you paying a lot of attention to it?
I wasn't. I wasn't following intently. I was just worried about, you know, getting my back healthy and you know, trying to get back working out and running.
You really do learn to focus in on your job at the NFL level, don't you?
You really do. You have to have, you know, kind of blinders on. You have to focus in on a small goal and really, you know, cut off the outside world, not worry about other things too much, but only things that you can affect, and that's what I've done.
How's the back?
The back's great. I should be cleared here to really work out and start running by the end of this week.
What do you want to accomplish in the offseason from a performance standpoint?
Just to build on, you know, what I did last year. I feel like I improved as an individual and to keep improving. Watch film, you know, work out, gain a little bit of weight to be more effective blocking.
All right, Clay Harbor. Well, hey, good luck in getting to know Chip Kelly in the offense. Going to be exciting to see what happens here with you, with the offense, with Chip Kelly in Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us, Clay. Clay, Chip, gotta get used to all these names, man. Clay Harbor, thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.